There was a time when it was safe to eat shellfish, straight out of Hewlett's and Bradley Creeks. Not so anymore. It's not even safe to swim in Bradley Creek. Why? Because of runoff. Education Coordinator Ted Wilgus from the Coastal Federation spoke with us about the Walk the Loop for Clean Water event tomorrow afternoon in Wrightsville Beach. I asked him first to explain why runoff is so harmful.
Well, when it rains, that rain has to go somewhere. And you know, many years ago, that rain actually soaked into the ground. Most of it soaked into the ground. Now we've developed our areas where we have a lot of areas that rain can't soak into. And so it runs off into our creeks, doesn't get treated, and it carries a lot of pollutants with it. Those pollutants can close those creeks to shellfishing, so you can't eat the oysters or clams. It can also make them harmful for swimming. And so a number of agencies, including the Coastal Federation, we're a nonprofit conservation group, are partnering to do a lot of different kind of projects to try to reduce the amount of stormwater entering the Hewlett and Bradley Creek area specifically, but coastwide as well.
How is the North Carolina Coastal Federation working with developers in order to educate them and provide them with options about building more low-impact developments so that runoff isn't such a problem?
We're very lucky in the sense that the city of Wilmington, New Hanover County, and Brunswick County, some of the other surrounding counties, are very proactive about working with us as well as the state regulatory agencies to promote something called low-impact development, which is a way to develop more in tune with the land. And what we found and what developers are telling us is that low-impact development actually saves them money. They can actually sell their lots for more because they're keeping kind of the trees in place. And so it's both a combination of education, word of mouth through developers, as well as the city, the county, and the state promoting low-impact development.
You're having the Walk the Loop for Clean Water, and folks are going to be able to walk the loop, and you're going to have some projects set up around the whole walk for people to learn about this issue.
Exactly. The Coastal Federation has been working with lots of partners to install a series of different projects around the loop and in Wrightsville Beach to reduce the amount of stormwater runoff. And some of those projects are right on the walking loop, the Nesbitt Loop in Wrightsville Beach. So what we wanted to do is highlight these projects as well as the issue of stormwater and give people the tools where they can think of ways they can reduce stormwater at their home. So there are rain gardens, there's cistern, which are large rain barrels, bioretention areas, all sorts of neat things that reduce stormwater that are already in place. And the walk just takes people on a self-led interpretive tour around those projects so they can walk, jog, exercise, but they can also learn about stormwater along the way.
You have permeable surfaces there that show kind of the future of what we can do instead of concrete and asphalt that's impermeable. I've never seen something that was a concrete that was permeable, that water can actually flow down through the concrete into the earth.
Yeah, I hadn't seen it either until I started sort of working on this issue. Our office, the Fred and Alice Stanbeck Coastal Education Center, is a living classroom. So we have the permeable concrete, we have rain gardens, rain barrels, and the idea is that people can come and see anything from, doing large projects like redoing your sidewalk to simple projects like rerouting your downspout.
That was Ted Wilgus from the North Carolina Coastal Federation. Walk the Loop for Clean Water begins tomorrow at 4 o'clock. Find out more at whqr.org.